Hi, Brooke.
Yes.
Hi, good afternoon. This is a recorded line. I'm calling about the Depo Provera birth control lawsuit. Did you talk to an attorney about this?
No, I have not.
Not yet. Okay. Would you like to see if you meet the requirements to participate?
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
For yourself. Okay. And just to confirm, you have not signed documents with an attorney?
No, ma'am.
No. Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you were. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it of the brain or the spine?
Brain.
Of the brain. Okay. And were you diagnosed after taking the Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. When was the diagnosis? What was the date?
February of 2020.
February of 2000 and what?
20.
Oh, 2020. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
July 27th.
I heard July 27. And what year?
1988.
Okay. And do you know anyone else who was injured by the Depo Provera? Any friends or family?
No, thank God.
No? Okay, that's good. Thank God. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And did you use the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo Provera?
Yes, ma'am.
You did? Okay. And was it a minimum of 1 year, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, okay. What, I'm sorry, how many years did you take it?
So I actually did 8 shots. I had 8 total shots before stopping.
8 total shots. Okay. Was it 2 years?
Every 3 months I got the 8 shots. So yes, that was 2 years.
Every 3 months. Okay. When did you start taking it? What year?
I began in September of 2016.
In September of 2016. Okay. And mm-hmm. then when did you stop using it?
July of 2019.
July of 2019. Okay. And you said you were diagnosed July of 2020?
No, February.
I'm sorry, February, February. Your birthday is July 27, 1988?
Yes.
Yes, okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female, okay. And then I have your name here, Brooke Salazar?
Yes.
Okay, can you spell your first and last name for me?
B-R-O-O-K-E.
Mm-hmm.
S-A-L-A-Z-A-R.
Z-A-R. Okay, perfect. Thank you. I do have an email here. I have brookshelburn@gmail.com.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then is this your best phone number? Is it a cell phone, the 214-797-5614?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or by yourself?
Yeah, by a doctor.
By a doctor. Okay. And you said you took 8 injections?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What was the name of the doctor that gave you the Depo Provera?
Dr. Newsom, Elizabeth Newsom.
Dr. Elizabeth, you said Newsom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, N-E-W-S-O-M.
S-O-M. Okay. M as in mom, you said? The last letter?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of the facility or the medical center where you got the Depo Provera?
It was at 77774 Lane.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that one more time?
Yeah. 77774 Lane, Suite C1110, Dallas, Texas, 75230.
Okay, 7777 Forest Lane in Dallas, Texas. Do you remember the name of the place?
It was just a, like a health, it's a whole medical complex.
Oh, medical, okay. I'm seeing Medical City, Dallas. Is that it?
Correct.
Yeah, okay. So Medical City. Do you happen to have their phone number?
I do not. I don't think I have that number even in my phone. This is a phone that I have. So, no, I just have the address.
Address. Okay. No problem.
Do you need me to get her number?
I think I can find it here if I go to the website. Give me one second.
Okay.
Is it 972? Is that the one of the area codes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 972-566-7000. Okay. So I got that here. Okay, and did you go to a pharmacy at all to get the injection, or was it in the medical facility?
The medical complex.
The medical complex, okay. Okay, so let me just copy that address. Give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what was the method for the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Both.
It was both, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Yeah, that was the Dr. Erwin Cruz.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure. E-R-W-I-N as in Nancy, last name Cruz, C-R-U-Z.
C-R-U-Z. Okay. Thank you for that. And where were you diagnosed? What facility?
Sorry, I need to come out of some food. It was at the Fort Worth. Sorry, that food was hot. It was at the Fort Worth. Why is my brain not working right now?
It's okay. Take your time.
Yeah, it was Texas Health Fort Worth. That's who. I can't remember who took over the Fort Worth hospitals, but Texas Health.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Texas Health. Let's see. I'm seeing a few different facilities. Do you remember the address?
Yeah, it's the one down on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Pennsylvania. Okay. Was it at Texas Health Harris Methodist Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth. Okay. That's the one that comes up here.
Yeah, they've changed names so many times.
I'm sorry, what was that?
They've changed names so many times.
Oh, they did. Okay. Yeah. But you know it was on Pennsylvania Avenue, you said?
Yes, for sure.
Yep, okay. All right, so I'll just copy that address here. And have you ever had a prior cancer diagnosis?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay, that's good. And what was the specialty of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Neurology.
Neurology, okay. And what type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma?
IV chemo.
You said chemo?
Yes, ma'am. IV.
Chemotherapy, IV. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And were you treated at the Texas Health Fort Worth?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay. Same location. So I'll go ahead and copy that. And were you ever hospitalized for the meningioma?
Ended up doing surgery, and I was hospitalized for 9 days.
Oh, okay, so they did do surgery. Okay. I'm so
sorry
you had to go through that. How many days, you said?
Nine.
9 days. Okay. Do you remember the date that you had the surgery?
I don't. I was diagnosed in February of 2020, and then I had my surgery. I cannot think exactly. I mean, it'll be on my medical records, obviously. So, I don't know. I just know that I finally, was in remission in August of 2020. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you were diagnosed in February of 2020. Did you have the surgery that same month?
No, I did not. So I actually started the chemo and then went ahead and did the surgery.
Okay, do you remember what month you had the surgery or the chemo?
I did six cycles for 6 months. So, I'd have to ask my mom. I was under so much duress, to be honest with you. And 2020 was, you know, COVID, and everything was just kind of like on standby. So
I see. Yeah, it must have been really hard. Just because, to the best of your knowledge for the intake here, they want to know what dates you were hospitalized for the meningioma. So you said you were hospitalized for 9 days. Was it following the surgery?
Correct. Yes, it was 9 days following the surgery. It was February. It was probably February.
February? Okay. So I'll put here, to the best of your knowledge, it was 9 days in February. So let me see here. Okay.
I still struggle with PTSD from like the diagnosis. It's kind of something shocking when you're that young to be.
Of course.
You know,
it's something big.
I mean, I feel like I can't even believe that I even did through it all.
I know. I'm so sorry to hear that. But I'm so glad that you're here today, and I'm glad that we can help you with this. Can you confirm your current mailing address?
Yes. 1333 North Lake Drive, Richardson, Texas, 75080.
Okay. I heard, I'm sorry, it's kind of breaking up. There's a lot of wind over here, so the phones are kind of weird. I heard 1333, you said, North Lake?
Yes, North Lake Drive, Richardson, Texas, 75080.
Richardson, Texas. Okay. Let's see. It's not coming up.
Oh, North Lake is one word.
Oh, North Lake is one. Okay.
Sorry.
It's okay. Thank you. Because it'll automatically populate. Let me just double check here. North Lake
Drive,
Richardson. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I'm seeing California and I'm seeing other states. Okay, so Texas. No unit number or suite number or anything like that?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay, perfect. And then you mentioned you have medical records. Can you provide that to the attorneys later through mail or electronically or both?
I imagine both, absolutely.
Both? Okay, perfect. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to submit the intake questions here. What I'll do is I'll send an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, perfect. And then for the legal document, can you verify your social?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
640-07-4112.
41, you said 1-2?
Yeah, I think I'm supposed to be giving my social out over the phone.
Yeah, so this is a legal document, so it's for the attorneys to verify identity. You can provide the last four if that's okay.
Okay, I mean, I already just said it, so.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't catch it. It was breaking up. What was the last four?
4112.
4112. Okay, no problem. Yeah, it's just so it's on the retainer agreement, because you will be with an attorney, and then you'll see everything. You'll get a copy of everything, and then I'll let you know what the next steps are. So the last thing we need from you is an emergency contact number, just in case something happens. So if we can't reach you for a long period of time, we'll reach out to them so that there's no disruptions in the case. So for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Separate.
Live separate. Okay. And what is their relationship to you?
My mother.
Your mother. Okay. And what is their phone number?
918-907-6301.
5301. Okay.
6301. Sorry.
Oh, 63. Okay. I'm sorry. It's kind of choppy over here. Okay. I heard 918- 907-6301. Yes.
Yes, that's correct. Where are you located at?
Yes. Okay. Our office right now is in California, Southern California, but we're an intake firm. We connect you with attorneys from all over the country. It just depends on your case. So let me see here. And what is your mother's first and last name?
Tina. Okay, so like your area code that you called from is Fort Worth.
Oh, yes. So this is a transfer line. So they put that area code so that we're able to reach people from different places. But I'll send you my direct desk line right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And we're almost done with the questionnaire here. So I have Tina. Is your mom's name?
Yes, yeah, Shelburne.
Shelburne? Okay. Yeah, so what happens is we're following up with everybody that submitted an inquiry for the Depo Provera. Then we place them with the right attorney for their case. That's why we do a phone interview. It's not a class action. It's a mass tort, so they'll take each individual case.
Okay.
All righty. Okay, Ms. Brooke, that's it for the questionnaire here. So I'm going to send you that electronic document. It's the retainer agreement that gives permission to the attorneys to start looking into your case, and also the medical release form. That means you give them permission to dig through your records so that they can support the case. Have you
mm-hmm.
done a DocuSign before?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so you'll be pretty familiar with it. It's a few initials and a few signatures. And let me give you the attorneys right now. Give me one second. Looks like you're going to be with Ben Martin Law Group. That's the name of the attorneys. They are from Dallas, Texas.
Familiar with them.
I'm sorry?
I'm familiar with them.
Oh, perfect. Okay, that's good. Just to confirm, you have not signed with them before, correct?
No, I have not.
No, okay, for this specific matter. Okay. All right, so I just sent the document. It'll say either Mass Tort Strategies or Natalia, which is my name. I'll stay on the line with you. You can put me on speaker if you need to, just in case you have any questions. I can help you out.
Okay, sure. Okay. Okay. Your name sounds Russian.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Your name sounds Russian, but your last name is the same.
Oh, yeah, I know. I get that a lot. I do have some Russian friends that are named Natalia, but yeah, I'm Hispanic.
Okay. Okay, sure. All right. Yeah. All right. I think all this is okay. Done signing.
Oh, okay. That was pretty quick. And you'll also get a copy in another email of everything, so you have that for your records. Now, Ms. Brooke, the next thing you can expect is wait about 5 business days for them to review the information. Then they're going to call
mm-hmm.
you back. They'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
All right, perfect.
All right. It's really important that you do answer their call and provide them with anything else that they need just so that they can push it forward. If you have any questions or any problems with the law firm, you can call me back or send me a text, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to send you a text with my direct desk line so you can save it. Thank you for your time, ma'am. You have a great rest of your day, okay?
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.